In the new film Atomic Blonde, a British agent, played by Charlize Theron, shows up in 1989 Berlin, just before the wall comes down, and she gets a very violent reception.
You remember Mr. Bremovich, don't you? Of course you do. Well, he's very curious what you're doing here in Berlin.
Those are the sounds of fighting, and there is a lot of it in the film as characters punch and stab their way through the murky world of Cold War espionage. That's not exactly surprising because the man who directed Atomic Blonde is former stuntman David Leitch. He's worked in films with Brad Pitt, among many, many others, before jumping into the director's chair, and he joins us now from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a challenge for you. Give us a quick synopsis of the plot and see if you don't give anything away.
It is, let me just give you more of a, it's a punk rock spy thriller with a lot of action and a really interesting central character with an existential crisis. How about that?
That sounds good. That tells me everything and nothing at the same time, which is, I guess, what we're looking for.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about Charlize Theron first. She is just amazing in this film. You and your team, from when you were a stunt director, apparently assess actors before deciding how much of their own stunts they can do. And it sounds pretty brutal. So can you talk me through that assessment, first of all?
We bring them into our facility in Los Angeles. And you bring them in. We start showing them sort of like choreography, fight moves. And then you start to build sequences based on their ability. And as they grow, you can start to adapt the choreography to their ability.
All right. And how did Charlize do?
Well, I mean, she's incredible and she's off the charts. And I'd say in the top 1% of all the actors that we've worked with. So it was a great collaboration. I mean, she showed up every day, committed to train hard, and she's selling every single punch. And I have to say that that's rare. I mean, people come in with, and there's a little lack of confidence. You're intimidated standing in a room full of stunt people who do it for a living.
Can imagine.
And she would, you know, get over that and just and go to work and has an aptitude for it. So it was great.
I read that you taught her to fight like a girl. And I mean that in the most lethal way. Explain how a woman fights differently than a man in the context of fighting for their lives.
There was a section of the movie we really wanted to ground in some sort of reality where the consequences felt real. And I guess in terms of like having someone her size fight a 6'4", 230-pound Russian, punching with your fists is not optimal when, you know, the guy's head is made of granite. So it's better to use weapons on your body that are more resilient and that have a stronger force.
So yeah, like taking, like she does, a refrigerator door and using it to smash someone's head in and stuff like that. Using the stuff that you've got around you, naturally, to kill Russian spies.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's sort of like we call the found object sort of principle in the fight choreography world. But it also is a real thing. Like if you had a glass ashtray or if you had a telephone, better to hit him with that, you know? So.
All right. This film is based on a graphic novel, and the rights of that were picked up by Charlize. You had to pitch yourself to her. What was your vision for the film that sold it to her?
The other producer on the film, Kelly McCormick, happens to be my wife, had brought me the script. And it was based on the graphic novel, which was like sort of Cold War noir, very like The Third Man, dark noir. And she sort of plopped it in front of me and said, I think there's a way that you can add some of your heightened reality to this project. Take a look at it. And so as I read about Berlin and the city and having done 6 movies there, I thought about, this is nothing like 60s noir. This is 89 Berlin. There's rock and roll. There's graffiti. If you were a spy there, you'd be living in this crazy underworld of clubs. And then music started to jump off the page at me that, you know, I wanted to infuse into the movie. And I said, I want to take this sort of stuffy noir and make it a punk rock spy thriller. And I think that's what sold her.
Well, I want to talk about the music. It brought me right back to the 80s. It was such an integral part of the film. I want to take a little audio tour so people can get a sense of what's there.
Great.
Thank you.
Why bring in these songs in particular?
I love infusing music into my work and sort of the visuals. And that was definitely the standing orders. Like, how do we make this feel like a contemporary version of 80s music video the whole way through?
Charlize obviously is the central character, but we should also mention that there is a very buff James McAvoy in this film.
Yes.
Very buff, very surprisingly buff. To me, when he took off his shirt, I was like, wow. Because I always think of him in somewhat softer roles. And here he's all edge.
He transforms. I mean, he's, I think, one of our greatest living character actors. And he melts into this role. I mean, it was made for him.
How did he do in your stunt challenge, just out of curiosity?
He also has an aptitude. I wish he had a little bit more action. I mean, maybe down the road we'll do a sequel. There's a funny story. He was going to come onto the movie after Christmas break, and I get a call over the holidays. He's like, I broke my arm. I'm like, oh, what? And so, you know, there was sort of like some shuffling around and like everyone panicking for a second. And then I came up with this idea that we make it part of his character. So the cast in the movie does play a story point, but it's also...
He has a cast in the movie, right, exactly.
Yeah, and it becomes part of his, you know, spy craft.
What kind of spy movie is this for you? When we think of spy movies, we all always think of, I guess, James Bond and that entire franchise. What were you trying to do here that was different?
I mean, for me, it was really just to try to take the genre and give it a different spin. I feel it needed to be dusted off or at least try to push the boundaries a little bit. I think the infusion of music, the infusion of the type of martial arts action, you know, took it in a different direction. And then obviously the female protagonist of it all isn't seen that often and quite frankly needs to be seen more. I think we have this opportunity on the heels of Wonder Woman's success that maybe more films with female protagonists in the action space can enter theaters and can get made and greenlit into production.
David Leitch, he's the director of Atomic Blonde. Thanks so much.
Thank you.